Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Well, as for Labour ministers, another one bites the dust. There's the second Labour minister to resign from the government. Labour's been in office about 7 months now. The first one, Louise Hay, about lying about a previous criminal record. I mean, Angela Rayner is a soi-disant thief, but you know, I think that was quite a very long time ago when she's a minor. I think she should be forgiven for that. But coming back to Andrew Gwynn, who in 20 years in Parliament has managed to remain anonymous. So he was a junior minister, remember about 23 cabinet ministers and three or four ministers of state underneath each secretary of state. A cabinet minister is called a secretary of state. So he's one of the ministers of state, also known as a junior minister. So it came to light that the Member of Parliament for Gorton and Denton had sent some highly contentious and distasteful messages in which he was grossly offensive about people in his constituency, about other Labour parliamentarians, councillors, I think mostly of his own party. So Keir Starmer determined that he had to step aside because he had fallen far short of the standards that Labour expects. Remember, there's also the ministerial code. They're the Nolan principles of public life. Anyway, so that's it. Obviously, membership of the cabinet was in the gift of the First Lord of the Treasury. He, or sometimes she, hires and fires cabinet ministers. I mean, formally, it's the monarch who appoints them, but everybody knows the monarch is doing exactly what the Prime Minister says. The monarch only acts on the advice of ministers, particularly the Prime Minister. So anyway, he's also been suspended by the Labour Party. So he's been savaged by other Labour politicians. And so there are things, some racially tinged comments he made as well. He said things about Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, which people are claiming are sexist. Now, of course, anything sexist these days. Expressing attraction to a woman is sexist. Commenting on her appearance, good, bad, indifferent, that is said to be sexist. So it really just is preposterous or even misogyny. Now, misogyny is a real thing. Hatred exists. And it exists towards various people, exists towards women because they are women in some cases. But we've got to be very careful about being the boy who cried wolf here in artificially broadening the definition that anything less than complimentary about a female is misogynistic. Remarks about a veteran far left extremist, Diane Abbott, supposedly racialist. Obviously, Diane Abbott is the high queen of racist remarks herself, and indeed branding absolutely everyone in the world racialist. He also, Mr. Gwynn, also said things about Marshall Rosenberg, the late American psychologist. Marshall Rosenberg was all about sort of deconflicting situations, dealing with things in a more pacific manner. And Gwynn cripped that the name was too militaristic and too Jewish. Okay, Marshall, as in it could be a military rank. It's not one of the United States. Otherwise, they would have had Marshall. Rosenberg, yes, is quite often a Jewish name, but say it's too Jewish. I suppose this was just a joke in questionable taste. Is he in Mossad? I mean, there's no reason to think he is in the Mossad. But again, people are going to say, oh, that's an anti-Semitic trope and so forth. Goodness. And so we go on. So anyway, Labour can is blushing over this one. Conservatives can make hay with this one as well. And Alex Burghardt, who's a Conservative shadow cabinet minister, he's saying, why did other Labour MPs, who are part of this WhatsApp chat group, why didn't they do anything about it? Why didn't they protest? They're holier than thou on all these issues of so-called equality, of racism and sexism. So many in Labour are part of the racism industry, who made a career out of accusing everyone and everything of racism. Maths is racist, and so on. The entire school curriculum is racist, examinations are racist, and so forth. That is part of the breathing rhythm. Racist, racist, racist. Anyway, they're being hoisted on their own petard if they did not insist that one of their own abide by their own much vaunted standards, which are supposedly very high, extraordinarily ethical, very moralistic, puritanical, judgmental, and bigoted. Anyway, so it's just exactly the sort of news that Labour doesn't need. So I suspect that Gwynn will not get to stand as the Labour candidate next time. He was the MP for Denton and Reddish, but after redistricting, his constituents would be renamed Gorton and Denton. I think it's near Manchester. So he's from Northwest England, but he was educated partly in Wales. So his role was in the Department of Health and Social Care. Yeah, oh, I should have forgot. Oh, yeah, it's the third one, actually. Talib Sadiq, of course, the Treasury Junior Minister who stood down last month. Now, I mean, every government has these things, has the odd slip up and embarrassment. Has Labour handled it well? I suppose in their point of view, they have. The thing is to sack the person straight away. Say, well, either you resign or you get sacked. And people say, well, largely amounts to the same thing. So that's it. But my plea is don't investigate him. I mean, just don't get the police involved, for goodness sake. One ex-chief constable said, oh, well, we've got to investigate. Hello there, Gary Swofford. So make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, then in PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Because what about real crimes like burglary or kidnapping or whatever? And so the police in the United Kingdom are pretty useless unless you mention the words gun, knife, sex, racism. Otherwise, you know, my bike stolen, they don't want to know. And they wrote me back a letter the very same day I reported the crime, not doing anything, not enough evidence to investigate, which is a total lie. You can follow it on CCTV everywhere. Or, you know, my friend gets her mobile phone snatched out of her hand on the street, and she's able to trace it, can tell which building it's in, but they're not doing anything. Theft, if it's worth under £200, say, do not even bother telling us. If over £300, we might record it, but that's it. Now, to be fair to them, they are snowed under, and there's just blizzards of regulation, as there are in everything in the public sector. It's mostly about form filling, which is why I could walk hours across London without seeing a policeman or policewoman. So they can't deal with real problems, and they're going to protests or whatever, dozens around Parliament Square. My bright idea is to build a foot tunnel from the Treasury or Foreign Office, whatever it is, under Parliament Square to the Palace of Westminster, so the Prime Minister wouldn't need a police escort, about 100 officers around there, when he drives 1 minute to Parliament, because he just walk through. That make life a lot easier. Yes, it costs a few million to build, but it'd save an awful lot in the long run. So the police are always on courses about being more trans friendly and just advancing the far left's agenda and not dealing with real crime. They should not be wasting their time on social media because someone said something contentious on Facebook, harassing people for being right wing, these so-called non-crime hate incidents. It's preposterous. So that's why the police are not there, and just crime is running rampant, that shoplifting has been effectively decriminalized. There are all sorts of scam artists, and the police just don't want to know, are just not remotely helpful. Politicians the last 30 years have created thousands upon thousands and thousands of crimes, prohibitions, things that we're not allowed to do. So freedom is ever shrinking. I believe some things should be forbidden, but only if they really need to be forbidden, not to criminalize things simply because it doesn't conform to the liberal left agenda. Well, anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Toodaloo.